ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and significant question. And this question is about the meaning of Islam. As you know, Islam is a religion. It's the last religion which has been revealed by God for the upliftment and felicity of humanity. And one of the things that a lot of people, especially non-Muslims, ask is, what exactly does Islam mean? We can also word this question in another way. If somebody were to come and ask us, what is Islam? How do you sum up Islam? Could you sum it up for me in one sentence or in one word? You know, how would we respond to such a person? This is a very significant, question, because, you know, and it's asked a lot. So today we're going to ask this question, and ironically, we can find numerous answers to this in the hadith and in lieu of the verses of the Holy Quran. In one blessed prophetic hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following: Islam is that you submit your heart to Allah. Al-Islam an tuslim qalbaka wa yaslam al-muslimun min lisanika wa yadik. Islam consists of two things. We can summarize it in two things. This is a very beautiful hadith, in that it shows that a human being almost has like two aspects or two facets to his being. One is the facet which is directed towards God Almighty, and the other is a facet or a face or an aspect of his existence which is facing the world and which is facing the other creations which are around him. In relation to God Almighty, Islam means that you submit your heart to God. It's not simply submission of one's body to God's ordinances. Rather, one has to submit one's heart to him. It's not simply understanding that God exists and that what we have to obey him. Rather, it's believing this, it's accepting it, it's admitting to it. This is the first part of Islam. The second part of Islam, which is related to man's his face, which is, or his, let's say, his the side of his being or his side of his person, which faces the rest of creation, is that other beings in this universe, you know, regardless of who they are, even though the hadith in particular it mentions Muslims, it means that those beings, they should feel safe from you, meaning they should not sense any danger coming from you. You know, they should feel at ease in your presence. Neither should you should you threaten them with your tongue, nor should you threaten them with your hands, and physically threaten them, right? They should feel safe from you from both aspects. This is Islam in a nutshell, and this is how, if we wanted to, if somebody asked us, how do you summarize Islam, or how would you, can you sum up Islam for me in a sentence? This is one way in which we could do it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of Islam, or what the meaning of Islam is, in the light of prophetic hadith and the Holy Quran. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.